Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody to our Tourism Business Improvement District meeting. Today is Thursday, December 13th. It is 9:04. I'd like to call the meeting to order and open it up first for public comment. I see there is no public comment, so I will close public comment and go to board announcements. Our first announcement for the board is I'd like to introduce Karen Moss, our new director of tourism, is over there sitting next to Sherry and Hank. She has started on December 5th, I believe, and we want to welcome her into our community. She will be our new head of the tourism here, Bureau, in Morro Bay, and we're very excited to have her. She's working diligently over there.
Have a safe and joyous holiday season. And a wonderful, healthy new year, and a happy Kwanzaa when you're celebrating that. So, and if I've missed anything, I'm sorry. So that's from us to you.
You cover well.
John, any announcements? Nope. And I'll remind everybody also, kids are out of school December 21st, and they go back January 7th. So just a reminder, too, there'll be a lot of kids running around on the streets. So please be aware of that and drive a little slower as well. And then, like Jane says, I ditto Jane on happy holiday and to a prosperous new year for Morro Bay this next year. We'll move on to approval of the minutes. Has anybody had a chance to look over the minutes? And I'll look for a motion to approve them.
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Okay, we'll move on to unfinished business. We have restaurant month update. I'll turn that over to Sherry.
Yes, we just reached out to all the restaurants this week with a request for their specials and deals for January 2013. We are developing a web page which will be specific to restaurant specials and deals on morrobay.org. So we're hoping, I've already had a few responses, great responses from the restaurants with their specials, and we'll be launching that page right before Christmas so that people know that it's restaurant month. There will be a button on the home page that leads them to that as well. We've also signed up for a KSBY sponsorship that they're doing for restaurant month. They're running, I believe it's 40 spots for $900, and it will just be it will be sort of a generic Morro Bay Restaurant Month 2013. So we're not highlighting any specific restaurant, just telling people to come out and enjoy the Morro Bay restaurants. We'll also be doing a couple of e-blasts out to the Morro Bay database about Restaurant Month, and I think we're off to a good start with it. Any questions?
Sherry, does the VCB, if they're doing, they have their own restaurant month also for the county?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And the state also has it. So that's been running, I think the VCB has been running about 6 years. I've talked to both Brittany and Stacy Jacobs about our, you know, campaign, and they dovetail pretty well. It's just that in order to be on the VCB restaurant month updates, and you have to be a member. Mm-hmm. And so to get all 45 restaurants to become members was a little daunting.
Right.
So I think it's good. I think it's a good city-wide promotion, and I think mm-hmm. we'll complement each other.
You know, I'd love to see, too, that page that we've created, something that could stay up on that website in the future, and hopefully we can engage the restaurants to maybe do different promotions throughout the year. So I think this could be a really good start for the new year with the visitor center getting the restauranters back. So everybody and anybody who's out there that knows restauranters, try to call and get a little, since this is the first time we've done it, we really need some feedback, and I hope we can get restaurants to actually participate with some specials. So if anybody knows restauranters, maybe give them a call and remind them. I know Nick will be on that web page, but...
Well, I've already sent our special in, so...
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, if you go to eat somewhere in Morro Bay, remind them, hey, did you turn your special in? Because it'd be nice to have that full of lots of stuff, so... Great. Thank you, Sherry. I think that'll be exciting. And then maybe encouraging the hotels to go out and, you know, partner with some of these restaurants, too. I know our hotels are going to do that for January. So Perfect. Moving on to the continued discussion of the 2012-2013 California Welcome Center certified contracts. And I know Sherry passed out some information on the distribution, which is the new service agreement. So,
Exactly. When we met last month, we had explored some video usage in the California Welcome Centers, which proved to be pretty costly, and they advised if you were going to do video, you needed to do collateral pieces as well. So it really was doubling our expenses with the California Welcome Center. So we kind of took a step back and decided to add a couple of California Welcome Centers, but go into them just with our new visitor's guide, which they're also having a lot more success with a visitor's guide rather than just a RAP card. So we have 20,000 visitors guides, which should keep us stacked up and full for a while. But what we did was we went with basically all of the California Welcome Centers that we had last year, but we added Mammoth Lakes and Yosemite, which is actually identified as Merced here. So we've got 8 California Welcome Centers and 3 international airports on the list right now. And it comes in at just under...
You have something?
Yeah, I have a question. I always look at advertising as complementary to everything that we do, like a whole picture. Soup to nuts. So here we are doing an active campaign in Palm Springs, and a lot of international travelers go to Palm Springs or fly in there, and yet we're not there, but we're in Mammoth Lakes. And so why aren't we there? I mean, here we're in San Jose makes sense. San Francisco makes sense. Oceanside is not San Diego. People don't usually go to Oceanside. They'll go into San Diego. But is that the only California visitor center?
I believe so. We talked about San... I'm sure there is one, but they called out Oceanside. We were in Oceanside last year as well, and...
Did they ever, how many brochures did we send to them last year?
They go to warehouses that, you know.
So we really have no idea to know if we had brochures left.
We had some left. In fact, they've kept brochures in some of these that we had last year. And mm-hmm. So those contracts just kept going through. You know, they would have cut us off at that point. But we can certainly investigate Palm Springs. It didn't come up.
Well, it just makes sense to me. We've got international travelers that go to Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. They, I don't know that if they'll go to Mammoth, really. It just depends upon the route that they take.
Right. We talked about sort of...
And Buena Park, is that near Disneyland? Mm-hmm. That California Center is near Disneyland.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
I would imagine adding Palm Springs is not going to... You can see that most of these are around the $200 mark a year. So...
We could probably still keep it at mm-hmm. a reasonable... I kind of see where you're going, though, Jane. You're right. If we should almost saturate an area in a way.
If we're going to be there mm-hmm. doing all this
online
stuff...
John?
Just a quick question. I think I was dozing last month when we discussed this. Why did we pick Mammoth Lakes? I forget.
Mm-hmm. There was discussion about people kind of coming into L.A. and doing sort of a triangular, you know, getting up into the mountains, getting down to the coast, and Mammoth was one of the choices that the board picked as far as Mammoth
loop
and Yosemite.
That goes up 395, weren't we thinking? Mm-hmm. Then they come around through Yosemite and back towards San Luis
but
County.
See, we added Yosemite and Mammoth.
I would rather see
Palm Springs than Mammoth, personally. Okay. I agree. I think, because we're hitting Yosemite, so if they're coming that route, they're...
I think we discussed that we want to have a Yosemite. I don't know how Mammoth came around, but maybe we should replace the Mammoth with the Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would be no increase.
I doubt it.
Or very minimal.
Yeah.
So I think we'd probably be in the same spot dollar-wise if we make that change.
Hmm? Yeah.
I have another question. I know that in our hotel we have a service that comes in and brings brochures, but it's not for Morro Bay area. It's just for, San Simeon stuff, things like that. You know, area attractions. Okay.
What county?
Well, yeah, but it's all attractions. It's not Morro Bay. It's not, well, it is San Luis Obispo, San Simeon, things like that, but not Morro Bay. When I went to a hotel in Palm Springs last month, I was looking at their brochures. That's the only way I can do it to write off my stay. But, you know, they had brochures there for other hotels in other areas.
In their hotel?
Yeah.
They had other hotels, say,
Say a Morro Bay hotel there. Have we ever done any outreach with various hotels in areas just to say, hey, why don't you put your brochures here? We'll put our brochures there. Santa Barbara's an excellent choice to, like, start that up with a little hotel. I mean, have we ever done that kind of an outreach?
I don't think so. Not since I've been on the board. Certified actually recommended us going into San Luis Obispo hotels, and I was a little off on that. I just feel like they're already there, you know, and they might think about coming the next time they come back, but I thought for the money it wasn't the best placement for us. But I think going into, you know, a hotel, and I can't imagine that they would have any problem with it, especially if they are, you know, say 90 miles or more away. It's not, you're not competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah,
okay,
we could
thank
check
you.
That out.
So do we have to make a motion then to
I
get
was just
rid
gonna
of
say,
this mammoth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was about, and then Oceanside. Did anybody want to talk about Oceanside? I would almost rather see a San Diego than an Oceanside as well.
I think there was no San Diego, but
I think
yeah.
there was not. But
yeah.
I'll,
okay,
I'll
if
check
we could just
it.
Double check that yeah, maybe yeah. and make sure.
Yep.
But yeah, we just basically need a motion to approve this with that change of Mammoth Lakes, Palm Springs, and then Oceanside
City. And also, Morro Bay Beautiful is looking to redo this major signage where you have all the certain plaques, the Kiwanis, this, that, and the other. I sent the report on various areas suggesting certain signage, but since we have a person on board, our dear DOT, I would like to be able to send, and Alex has looked at it, and also my other subcommittee member, Michelle. It's throughout the area where we can have great exposure, and it also says, you know, for example, on the Morro Bay Boulevard sign, it says visitor center, but it has to be reflective. It doesn't do any good if nobody can see it at night. One thing, again, that I said that we could do immediately is we do have the Morro Bay sign. In fact, I even brought this up a couple months ago, where it still says Harbor Fest on there, and I do not understand why we just can't do Morro Bay Visitor Center off here, do it in neon. I mean, that's easy. It could. I don't know why it hasn't been done yet. But point is that I'd like to be able to send that report over to Karen, let Karen look it over, let Karen look at the sites, let her determine, you know, gee, that works, gee, this is stupid. And then we'll take it from there. If the subcommittee's okay with that and the board's okay with that, that's great.
I'm okay with it. I think you have on your list about 12 signs, if
yeah.
I remember.
And it's all the way from when you come into town, 41, you know.
Right.
You know, coming
yeah,
into
Yeah, I mean,
one.
The locations are perfect. You just probably, some of them we need to, with Caltrain, I think it's going to be a long term because you have to go through approvals and so forth, but yeah, it's perfect. I mean, if we can get all those, it's great. So I'm all for it.
As I was saying, I was at a meeting last night where it was discussed entrance signs, and the Caltrans just finally approved after 2 years, so it does take time. Entrance signs for Cayucas, Cambria, and San Simeon, but those are funded by SLOCOG, which I was kind of surprised of, so it might be something the city can look back into on getting those entrance signs funded.
Well, we might even be able to do some interim signs that we can talk to the private landowners that are right
different.
Near that sign.
Yeah.
You know, to get around that. But it's something, again, I want to turn it over
sure.
to Karen. Karen will give it to city people, and we'll take it from there.
I love that neon idea, too. Can we? I agree with you on all of that, but can we go back to that neon on the sign? So we
don't, well, we kind of own the billboard, per se. I mean, that's our billboard. If, could we put Harborfest? I mean, is that something that BCA would do,
the build-out? We're talking about the billboard on Highway 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, they do. They have an extension on the top that right now it says Harborfest, and we had the Oyster Festival up there. It's simple wrap that we can get done by anybody, and the chamber does it, you know, now. But
okay.
I think with, you know, as of January 1, we'll be, and even now, I think we could go ahead and, I don't know if the Bird Festival ever puts anything up there. It's certainly not up there right now.
Well, you know, you could do more than one wrap.
Yeah, I
You
saw,
go 1, 2, 3.
Right.
If you have the visitor center in neon
exit,
and the rest
and
of them not,
event.
And the visitor center exit Morro Bay Boulevard is larger than the other two, works. Maybe there's a height restriction. I don't know, but it might be okay.
I think, Karen, and we can look into that. We just need to be careful. I'm sure the dimensions are stated exactly what they are, and the more we exceed that, the more chances the county and anyone else. I mean, most jurisdictions are obviously trying to get rid of billboards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea, to get rid of them. They don't allow any new ones, so we certainly don't want to do anything to give them cause to try to take it away from us. So we'll just have to look at what we can and can't do.
Yeah, you can't go more than 2 feet up, and that's what that extension is 2 feet high. And I mean, they might let you go all the way across, but at that point you're
well,
the message is convoluted. But I think the visitor center is a great idea.
Okay, well, if you'll discuss that with Karen, because we don't need our events on there, really. We just need the visitor center on there.
Yeah, so
if
we can
have
get a price quote on that,
anything.
I will.
I agree. There's no point of putting events on the billboard, you know, because it can change. But the visitor, hopefully, is a fixed location. So, and I think you need the reflectors, not neon, right? So you need, yeah. So it just shines up in night. That's all you need.
Okay. So we're good on that. Monthly reports. Moving on to monthly reports. So visitor center report. I'll turn that over to Hank.
Thank you, Michelle and board.
Staff.
I know. Joan and Craig have been discussing this. Logistically, you know, whatever you need, we're there for you. So, you know, since our move has been pushed back about a week, I'm sorry. Logistically, whatever you need, we're there for you. Since our move has been pushed back a week, we probably need to get your stuff moved sooner. Contact our office and we'll, whatever you need.
Okay, thanks. Just wanted to clarify.
And we've got both location changes, the visitor center opening date and new address, and the chamber new address on the website, on the homepage, kind of in the news. So that went up a couple days ago.
On ours, I believe January 2nd, because January 1st is a holiday. And then I'm going to actually turn it over to Karen, and I'll let her do a little mini report on where we're at. She can update us on the what's going on at the visitor center. It's only been a week, so not quite a week. So,
thank you. Well, every day we're having a little bit of momentum. Thank you to John for coordinating the setup of the communications. We're still waiting for a specific date from Charter. I believe we have one for next week. Oh, good to know. All right, one of those huge windows of time, 9 to 4.
Like the cable guy.
8 to 12. Okay, well, perfect. So every day we are, you know, having... We had a gas company out there. We did have a gas leak in the building that we had to work on, and Joan's been laboriously furnishing it. There's a lot of furniture there, and I don't have a phone number that I've been using other than my cell number. I've been out and about in the community just using my cell number and using my little Verizon netbook. We've coordinated with a vendor that John sourced, who's getting our computers set up. We need to talk about what we're going to use for our email address. You know, we've had a couple of suggestions, cmorrobay.org or visitmorrobay.org, and I've suggested we put a hold on .com and .net as well. But we really need to make a decision about that soon so we can go ahead and order business cards, and we'll need to get, you know, the directors' addresses, and you know, we want to be ready to roll out by January 2nd.
always, as I sit here and as we move forward, you know, we'll use our two different hats. Those questions are really for the Bureau when you're sitting as the Bureau, and so, you know, that can be scheduled anytime. You guys can do that as a special meeting to make those decisions, or you can give it to the executive, you know, to Karen to do, and just do it after consulting with you. But that's more of a Bureau question.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, can't Karen make that decision and present it to the Bureau? And or maybe we can have, you could identify certain things. We can have a quick meeting for the Bureau, get those things done, and, you know, within the next week or
Amen.
Two.
So
Amen.
So yesterday Karen and I had a short meeting, mm-hmm. and I'll just kind of sum it. Basically what she would like to do is do a 90-day plan. She was going to try to get that going. She wanted by Friday. I said, oh, give yourself a few extra days. So maybe by next Monday or Tuesday, she can have her 90-day plan of what she needs, what her plan is for the next 90 days. And then I told her I was going to talk with Rob today to find out how that worked, that so she could present that to the board, and then she could move forward. And I wasn't sure just on... To the Bureau. That's what I meant, to the Bureau. I just wasn't sure how it went when we call a special meeting, the 72-hour notice. I wasn't sure how that worked.
And we certainly will still have staff to help you with that, you know, but special meetings are 24 hours, so it's only a 24-hour notice is necessary for a special meeting.
Well, we have
72 for a regular.
We have a immediate situation as far as the office itself, if there's any deficiency, because we only have 2 weeks to go, and that's in holiday. Do we need to set up or can we set up not public meeting?
It's got to be public. It's still the Bureau, yeah. Because it used public funding, still has to be a public meeting. But Karen certainly can call you guys, email you, and say, we're having a meeting 24 hours, and we post that notice. And it doesn't have to be in this building. You know, you're not in your... Are you at least started? I mean, you could still
Yeah,
do
oh,
it.
Yeah, we're at the business
so
center.
So you could do it there.
Okay.
You know, for the Bureau, that's where I'm assuming all your meetings will be. You know, or we can, if you need more room, then the city's always capable of getting that for you.
Okay.
But, yeah, the Bureau, it's just Karen making the quick calls and seeing how quick she can get at least a quorum together.
Yeah, I'm more concerned right now with like issue like you just mentioned, business card, maybe right. Something.
Year is that we would have very little involvement. You'd do the entire agenda, then you could just email us too and we could post it. But for the time being, if we just, you know, through emails, we can even do the agenda, so you get used to doing those during this transition period.
Perfect.
As I've always said, we're not just going to leave you in the lurch. We're here to help you make the transition.
Thanks, Rob.
And one note on the phone number, that 800 number that has always been with the visitor center is out on some of your collateral.
Okay.
The visitor's guide still has the 800 number, so that was going to be transferred or somehow. We just had no other option at that point. So
that 800 number.
Yeah, Charter's got that number, so it is being transferred to the new visitor center. It's just going to ring as our third line at the visitor center. Just to make the official report on that. I mean, the Charter will be there. We've selected Charter Business to be our voice and data provider, so they'll be installing tomorrow morning at least the voice side of it. Apparently, the data goes that way and voice goes that way at Charter, so the two contracts are
different
someplace else. But we'll have that done tomorrow. They are also, their part of Charter is looking at their phone numbers, and they're going to try and give us a nice phone number, you know, like 772-4500 or something yeah. round and even with a couple of zeros at the end. So they're working on that, and hopefully we'll have that by tomorrow as also. Should hear this afternoon. They're trying to bring the data in tomorrow as well.
Okay, perfect.
So that all should be there. So that's going to answer a lot of the problems. We selected Dave Helmholtz Consulting to be our technical advisor on this stuff. So he's been doing the wiring at the visitor center, and he's a dealer for Lenovo, so he's buying all the equipment for us. And that's all on site actually right now. It's just not usable because we don't have the Wi-Fi and wiring totally done yet. As soon as he's already been notified, so he'll be there tomorrow because he wants to be there when they're installing the communications equipment or doing the link up to Charter.
He knows the window of time to be there, John, or do I need to let him know that today?
I talked to him this morning just before he came over, so that's that part's done. I think that's probably it from the technology part.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so we'll move on to B, monthly report, and that will turn it over to Sherry Clark again for BCA.
All righty. We are obviously rapidly closing up the year, which is kind of astounding to me, but we are reviewing November. Am I on there? Reviewing November, and I'm just going to jump right into lots of stats for you guys, and this isn't working. Sorry.
A few technical difficulties. Hang on.
Okay. Could I just jump in? One more comment on the visitor center. Two other things. One is that it's being wired for InfoBoard now. I mean, the wiring is all in, so we'll have the touch screen on the right side of the building, and the light board will be around the corner on the empty wall on the side. But that's all wired now. The touch screen is going to run in the wide area network, so we'll actually be running two Wi-Fis in the visitor center, which Dave is setting up. One will be a public network, which will run during the daytime, because we don't want people sitting there all night taking advantage of the network. And then secondly, there'll be the private network, which will drive our own business, and it will also run the touchscreen board outside. That we have to put them on our network, because our network will stay live all the time, so that will keep the touchscreen board live all the time.
Okay. We have amended the difficulty. Okay, we are heading into some banner ad campaigns. We did some in-kind marketing for the Lighted Boat Parade, which went off very well. We went on KSPY.com and SanLuisObispo.com with some banner ads. We had a little bit of a shuffle when the date got changed, but we were able to stop it immediately and save all the impressions for the next week and get the December 8th date up there. So that all went very well. People had some great comments on some of the photos. And we went in the Tribune with a couple of ads, too. Again, we stopped one 20 hours before it ran and got it in the week before the actual boat parade, so that went well. This is a new online banner ad campaign that we just launched November 1st. This is called Google Display Networks. It's behavioral targeting. In 30 days, we got almost 1 million impressions. It's phenomenal. I am so jazzed about this. It's something that follows, and it's interesting because I'm enveloped in Morro Bay. Obviously, on my computer, I'm talking about, you know, I'm in Morro Bay a lot. So I'll go to anything that, and they're affiliated with visitcalifornia.com, so we're doing some impressions on the Visit California site as well as sunset.com. This is the travel coupon guide that's out for November, December. We are on the front cover, and they also run that banner ad on their website. So it's less of a, sorry, you can see about 20,000 impressions. It's you know, it's just sort of an added value to the cover and the inside page that we have on travel coupon guide. So that'll go all the way through December 31st, and then we can talk about next year, you know, what months we may want to re-up with them. TripAdvisor.com, this is an ongoing sponsorship page that we have, and we've been posting events and getting some good action, putting videos up there, so it's been pretty dynamic. And we also run banner ads on TripAdvisor, which lets our Morro Bay ads show up on other people. You can see it's a Pismo Beach page where Morro Bay ads are showing up, and I really like that. So we're continuing with that through the year as well. This is our Bay Area News banner ad campaign, which is obviously San Jose, Silicon Valley, all of their newspaper website affiliates. And this is a rotating banner ad that we do. We are currently, we go back and forth between the actual websites and some of their apps. This month, we were on their iPad app and their iPhone app. So that's where all the ads were showing up and presenting. So got some good good numbers from them. And again, that's a campaign that is flighted. So we stay on 6 weeks, we go off for a month, we go back on. This is our slow VCB ad that's will be on for probably the next 20 years, and we get a lot of good hits from this, linking up to morrobay.org. And this is a research study that Slow VCB put out, and the Morro Bay TBID board opted to ask a question specific to Morro Bay. I think it was a $1,200 investment to get the whole study done, but then to have a specific Morro Bay question. This is the question that is on the survey. The surveys are being sent out to a really good demo, and anybody who fills out the survey gets a $200 American Express gift card, so you know that people are going to be, we all wanted in on that, but we couldn't find a way. So they are going to be presenting the results of the survey at the tourism meeting on January 11th. So this is ongoing. There's all kinds of questions about San Luis Obispo County, some of the other cities, and then Morro Bay specifically. So it'll be interesting to get. I think this is going to give us some good good research and information for the upcoming year. And this was our December e-blast for the hotel specials and deals. And this is something that we do every month. Just goes out to our database, which is almost at 11,000 now. And try to make it specific to the month that we're going out. So we had great response from the hotels. I think we had 14 hotels respond with specials and deals, which is it just keeps growing. So we're glad to see that. And these are our new signs. This is the Morro Bay Visitor Center and the Morro Bay Visitor Center and Tourism Bureau signs that will be going up outside the building. And Goofy Graphics is on that, working hard, so you should have signs soon. And then this is, we did a banner for the chefs that participated in the Battle of the Bay. And we created banners for them to hang outside their restaurants as featured chefs of Sunset Savor the Central Coast. Sunset and the VCB were very happy that we went down this route just for, you know, exposure for them. But the chefs were also very, complimentary, liked it. And I think it'll bode well for Morro Bay to have that out flying. And this is a video that ran on KCOY, and it was, we've had tons of press on the great results, great tourism in Morro Bay, and they picked up on that press release and did this clip. But it's loud enough.
Now, turning to your Central Coast economy, Morro Bay is doing what it can to welcome in businesses and tourists alike. It's part of the effort to revitalize the city's struggling economy. Central Coast News reporter Christian Hartnett was in Morro Bay to find out more about their push to become a top destination for those coming to the Central Coast. He joins us from the newsroom. Christian?
John, last year Morro Bay passed a measure to completely remove development impact fees for commercial projects to help bring new businesses in. And with a strong showing in tourism this year, the city wants to keep the momentum going in that direction. Now, last week, the city's Tourism Bureau Board announced Karen Moss as their first director of tourism. The city manager, along with members of the tourism board, were part of the year-long interview process. A tourism board member said over the phone that the city wants to boost tourism coming off of a strong year. According to the board member, Morro Bay...
And then this was the Central Coast Economic Forecast, which I attended, and actually BCA sponsors that event every year. But I just was so thrilled. Jordan Levine is an economist out of Santa Barbara County, and they had quite a great forum of speakers. And he was going through his PowerPoint about regional consumer spending and how things have changed. And Morro Bay is at the top of the list, 15% over all of those other cities, Grover Beach, Paso, Pismo, San Luis Obispo. And so I was standing up and cheering about that. And that's just everything that's been happening with the elevation in the TOT. You're just getting a lot of attention in that arena. And this article came out right after the economic forecast, and he's quoted in here, and he talks specifically about Morro Bay. You know, they're looking to take more holidays in Morro Bay and places like that. So you guys are on the map, and it's really delightful to see people taking notice and that the numbers are going up. This is an article that actually our last meeting, I think it hit the Tribune that day. So this was a front page on the local section, and it was all about, you know, tourists coming back in and a lot about the hotels, motels renovating and putting a lot of money into how much money they've put into their properties in the last year and just generally making Morro Bay a better place to stay. And this was, I think this was the Sunday paper. This was all about all the holiday festivities. And Morro Bay, of course, was the front page of the tab was the lighted boat parade. And then tons of events that were happening around here during the holidays. These are the releases that we're working on or have already done. Obviously, the new director of tourism press release went out and got some press on that. The Winter Bird Festival press release is going out next week. I've been in touch with Marlies, and we're working together on what their outreach is and how we can complement it for that weekend. We're still looking into this photo contest online, which is something that we'll bring back to the next meeting with details and expenses and that kind of thing. So that may be delayed, that press release, until we can get it all in sync. And then planning to do a winter activities for January, February, March, just highlighting all the events and activities for the winter months. And then we're launching into analytics. The website is doing very, very well. We're up 37% in November over last November. And this is the page views. We're down a little bit. We're anxious to get to the point where we're comparing the new website to the new website. This is comparing the old website to the new website, which has significantly less pages and less clicks. So that's why we're seeing a decline there. But I think by June, we'll be seeing it even out. This is new visitors and running pretty steady at 70% new, 30% returning. Smartphone visitors up crazy. I kind of questioned that November 2011. I couldn't quite believe that last year there were only 374. So we went into it a little bit further, and we couldn't find any other data. But anyway, now over 15,000 smartphone visitors. And the smart device, iPads, tablets, that kind of thing, again, up almost 300%. These are our top 10 referring URLs, and we're getting referred, obviously, a lot from the city site. Google is huge because of that Google campaign. So we haven't seen Google on this list for quite some time. So being number two, we definitely are seeing some good response from that. Morrodunes.com, we always see on this list. TripAdvisor, the VCB, and a couple of others, so staying out there. And these are our top 10 referring cities. In the analytics that I sent out, we did both California and we did a national, because we were kind of surprised to see we had almost 500 hits from New York in November, and that was odd. So, yeah, in the analytics that we're going to be sending from now on, we are going to do a national list as well. If you put them all together, it kind of skews the whole California thing because we are a drive market and we like to think of this. But obviously, we're staying really strong in San Francisco and L.A., the Valley. San Jose moved up a notch a little bit from San Diego. So,
do you have something like for out of state? Because I think everything is in there is pretty much inside the state.
Yeah, that's a California only, and we did pull a national. But if you put them all together, then
yeah,
you've got,
that should be fine.
Yeah, but I think we could do two and show you what's going on in other states, which we'll get on the next report. Because yeah, it was interesting to us too. Jackrabbit click staying pretty even year to year. And these are our lodging report total click throughs. This is on the site, people clicking through from. Photo that was posted and had tons and tons of comments. One of them got like 500 shares. And I think Joan took that picture of that starfish, and we kind of did a little takeoff of, you know, the star of Morro Bay. And again, a very active, very positive audience, both in town and out of town on your Facebook page. And here's more from the lighted boat parade and some more photographs. So it was a fun month. And these were Twitter posts with a family reunion, the one on the Surrey there, and some other photos. And I think that concludes this. I did want to share, we didn't get into the PowerPoint, but the emergency Diablo brochure that goes out, which goes out to every person in the county. You guys made the front page. There's also two photos in the calendar of Morro Bay, and you can't buy this stuff. It was really nice. And this is Howard Ignatius, who's a local photographer, and he this photo is also going to go up in the visitor center, and he's just been wonderful to work with as far as, you know, all he really wants is credit for the photo, and I think we're going to be using lots of his stuff in the future, so it was good to see that. So any questions?
Yeah, I had a question regarding the returning visitors. You know, many years ago when I had a bunch of hotels here, I used to track that on my own, and we were like 45% to 40%. It now looks like it's 30%. What is that compared to other cities in the county? Is there any numbers you have, or any way we could see what, you know, the repeated visitors? I think is important to the city.
Yeah.
And 30% is kind of, my opinion, is low.
Right. And it's really been running that way. I can definitely take a look at the other
cities. Can we see the other city, or some sort of a, like a benchmark of what they're doing versus us?
Right. And then we can know as far as, you know,
what we need to do to make sure these people coming back over and over, you know.
Exactly. I will do that.
Anybody else have anything else for Sherry?
I had a question. Okay. You know, in that December ad that you did with all the lights and everything for our special?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The e-blast. How many clicks did we get on that?
Trying to think if I have the November. That went out very late November. It seemed like there were maybe 1,400.
Could you check clicks on that?
Sure.
Yeah, because I would like to get the feedback on the e-blast that we send out.
Okay. And that's a great point, because we're going to get really a lot more active with e-blasts. We're going to start doing, you know, some for the restaurants, and then we want to do more than just what we're doing. So if we have a baseline, we can get that. But that's what I recall.
John?
Just a comment. Once again, it's a very good report, and it's, you know, it's a very, very good message. And we always talk about we should do something more with it, you know, particularly marketing it to the, you know, ourselves, to the community, and to the city council. And now that we have a worker bee, I was just gonna make a suggestion and take it if you want or not. But maybe we ought to take excerpts of this and put it into a 5-minute presentation that we could arrange every quarter to get 5 minutes on the city council's agenda to do a presentation like that. And maybe we could figure out other ways of how to show this to the community that, you know, this is a very good story. And partly because, you know, the city council is, we're spending taxpayer money, so we need to go back and justify to the citizens and to the city council that we're doing good with the money that's being spent. So just a suggestion that maybe Karen would consider as part of her 90-day report.
I think it's a good suggestion, John, and I've done this elsewhere, and it's really important for us to have good communication with the city and the constituents and the stakeholders. You know, as I've said before, the burning question is always, what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. And since we have such a good story to tell and such attractive visuals, I think it would be a good idea if we did it on a regular basis.
Yeah, great idea. And I know one of my little things that had been on under my wing that I was real passionate about doing too was seeing something on the local side, and we kept putting that off and we were kind of waiting for a director of tourism to do some type of PSA on Channel 22. And I remember we all kind of kept putting that off and putting it off. But I do think it's going to be important, like you said, if we can every 3 to 4 months just remind people what we do throughout the year. It won't be like it's just once a year we're telling them what we've done for the year. If we could
reach.
Yeah, and we could maybe partner in with the Chamber and the Economic Development and show that we're hand in hand for the community, and it may be a good project to work on together for the, you know, a co-op type project. So
Yeah, just one comment on the referring URLs. You know, it seems to me that we're always seeing, you know, San Francisco and L.A. as above, like Fresno and Bakersfield, and Morro Bay has always had a long relationship with the Valley. And I'm just wondering if, because that area has been particularly hit hard with the economy, that might be a reason why that they've kind of fallen back behind, you know, L.A. and San Francisco area. I wonder if there's ever been a study that have studied how areas are impacted with their, you know, their economy is impacted, and then that in turn results in less tourism because it's just less dollars to spend for people to travel.
Yeah, I wonder that too. I mean, and we haven't done a terrific amount of outreach to the Valley mm-hmm. since the CPC was dissolved. I mean, we're getting into that because now we have funding to do it. We did a little bit for Harbor Festival, and things went up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we probably need to, you know, you're right. They were terrifically
because I was just thinking in our own business, we, you know, we're not on the Embarcadero, so, you know, we rely a lot on locals, and part of the locals are the people from the Valley. You know, they have second homes here, and mm-hmm. or they visit here a lot, or they have family that has a home here or something like that. And, you know, it just seems we're getting a lot of new visitors, but, you know, some of those people that we would see from the Valley we don't see as often, or we just haven't seen just because. And I'm thinking, well, maybe because I know that area has been really, I mean, the whole all of California, the whole country has been hit, but that area in particular has really been hit hard. So
I feel like I remember Joan at one point, and, you know, she's not here, but I feel like I remember there being some study they had done, and that Central Valley had been hit the hardest mm-hmm. with expendable dollars. Like, there was something done, I feel like, within the last year that I remember some discussion mm-hmm. about. Maybe it was at a subcommittee or something, but I think you're right, Nick. And mm-hmm. I do think now that we do have a little bit of this money, I think that we talked about this at the last meeting with the Lighted Boat Parade, I think we need to not forget about the Valley. Mm-hmm. We need to still dabble a little in there because mm-hmm. we need to remind them that we're here.
Right.
And like you said, there's a lot of day trippers that come from the Valley. There are other locals. So mm-hmm. I think we need to not forget that.
And the other thing is, too, is we're competing with Pismo for that Valley dollar mm-hmm. also, and they drive, you know, they mm-hmm. have to drive further to get to Pismo. So,
yeah,
you know, I think there's a small, and as things start to turn around, and I'm positive, or I'm trying to be optimistic that they will continue, but you know, that would be somewhere to look as well.
There's maybe we could do some co-op or something with the VCB. I know the VCB goes into Bakersfield and Fresno B. Our hotels participate with it all year round. But maybe we could do a, you know, Destination Morro Bay something down the line because it's not real expensive, and it would be where we could co-op with the entire county. So that's something we could look into down the line, too, because you're right. I think we need to not forget about the Valley.
Just last night, I received an email from Bakersfield Magazine wanting to do an interview with me and talking about, you know, what's going on with tourism here. So it's obvious to me that they're watching what we're doing. And, you know, even with our visitor center distribution of materials, I was a little surprised to see that you weren't in the Central Valley.
And that would be something where, Karen, you could probably reach out to the chambers over there and to the visitor centers over there and just send them our collateral without having to go through the certified. Because mm-hmm. I know, you know, Jane, when you were talking earlier about hotels, since one of my hotels is a Best Western, we actually send our Best Western brochures to some of the other Best Westerns in a 3-hour radius. As an individual property, so you're right on with what a lot of smaller hotels can do. That's what we do in our downtime is we get lists and we send them out and we send a letter saying, we'd like to put your brochure, would you like to put ours? So that's something that I think on the visitor center side, we should reach out to those areas that are around us in a drive market and just call them up and, hey, we'd like to send you out some brochures, we'll take yours, and then we can put theirs in ours as well.
Typically what I do is kind of a PR trip, you know, just a little you know, road trip, and I go out there and I introduce myself and I share opportunities and collateral with them. A lot of times there's, you know, opportunities to put together vacation packages as sweepstake or auction prizes with nonprofits. You know, a lot of that networking really pays off.
So that's something we can kind of do down the line, too. Road trip, yeah. Alex, do you have anything?
I think that's why I'm really seeing that, you know, visitor return number is really, my opinion is down because of probably that's what's maybe part of it. Because, you know, we used to have a lot of Valley people coming here more often, if they're not visiting as often, then that number is going to probably change. And where they, I'm sure they're going somewhere, by the way, also, because they got to, you know, get away, you know. So we've got to
specials yet. And people have, I mean, I'm, you know, I have bookings for January already, which people might want to switch, who knows. But I would really like to see that expanded to a 3-month lead. I've always said that.
Well, and I think that's something for the Bureau, and so we can make sure that we address that at the Bureau meeting.
Well, I think that's a recommendation Karen can make exactly. To us, not us to her.
Exactly, and I know we just need to tell her what that was all about, and I think we're going to need to, for me currently, I've just been reminding everybody for January that it's restaurant month, so that obviously would be our January specials, would be the whole restaurant month, so... but I think you're right. We'll make sure that Karen gets up to speed on what this... I think we're going to have to look at these monthly reports in general as a board and reevaluate all of these. Exactly. So that's something we can do for future business, but we'll get through our day-to-day first. And that's what's hard right now. There's a lot of overlapping, but we need to stay focused on TBID.
I'll make sure that Karen's got a copy of our recommendations from the packaging subcommittee so we can...
Perfect.
Well, hence, the file will be yours.
Perfect. One more thing, Karen. We just need to be careful. She's only one person. Creative subcommittee. I'm not on that. Did you guys meet?
Actually, no, we haven't met at all. And I was under the impression that creative subcommittee would also maybe even be involved with doing something with the designs or have some say with designs on the visitor center with the interior whatever. I mean, I don't know what we're doing as a subcommittee anymore. We worked on the brochure. That's done mm-hmm. and outdated. Well, because of addresses and phone numbers in Morrobay.org.
No, it has all the
oh, okay.
It has the new address and the 800 number.
Okay, but one of the things that I know that I did is when the signage and everything was going up, I said, I haven't even seen a design. Now, I don't know if that comes under us as a board, seeing what's going on, or...
The signs for the visitor center?
Well, the whole design, interior, exterior, but, I mean, Joan ran something over to me, but I don't know how much, I would like to know... If the board has participated in any of the creative angle with the furniture, with anything. I mean,
there goes Rob. That's a Bureau thing.
I'll just be the stickler on that. It's a Bureau. It's not a board thing.
Because okay.
The Bureau has the contact for the visitor center. The Bureau has the lease, and it's all Bureau. So that's a Bureau
issue.
Okay,
so that'll be next week's meeting.
And so I have a question about that. Because... The fine line of the Bureau is, I'm Bureau, I'm TBID, okay? There's things I can and can't talk about in this meeting, obviously. But as TBID, I'm funding a contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the contract was made between the Bureau and DOT, or the Bureau and the real estate.
But how it's decorated and those questions that you all have is really to
Bureau
as the Bureau question.
I know, but I haven't even seen a contract. The contract to rent the space. And I'm funding that? It was approved, but did we get a copy? Each of us got a copy to read it, right?
No.
So that's a Bureau question. We need to bring that up at next week's meeting. Okay. Write all your lists down, because, yeah.
I think with this transition, a lot of stuff is kind of been fuzzy, and we haven't really been updated, and I think that's a problem. But I also think that these subcommittees we have, it's becoming kind of a...
There's way too many, and we need to reevaluate.
There's too many, and not only that, it's probably going to have to be... coordinated with Karen, and some of them should go away.
What we'll do is...
And some maybe we need to build it up new ones, you know,
right.
So we make sure that... So I think we should have it put in our agenda one meeting just over this issue, which what kind of subcommittees we want and what kind of relationship really is between us and Karen as far as responsibilities.
Right. So what we'll do is we'll declare a future agenda item as reviewing the monthly reports, and that can be on next month's meeting, and then we can all review that and give our recommendations, and Karen can get up to speed then. Since we're overlapping with the Bureau, we will have probably a meeting like we talked about, and then we can answer a lot of these Bureau questions, mm-hmm. but TBID-wise, we'll put for a future agenda the monthly reports.
Sure.
But a lot of this stuff is Bureau. Okay, so anything else on Creative Subcommittee then, since PR Subcommittee, we did not meet. Budget Subcommittee, John.
You're the only one.
But we're TBID, so.
She's not here, so she's been working on that, and I have not talked to her, so I don't know any, you know, I can't respond to mm-hmm. the question because I don't have any background information.
Well, I think a lot of these things will get tanky Bureau things, and you know, it's a natural progression because we're going to, you know, and a lot of these subcommittees, a lot of the stuff was going to be handled, you know, that was the whole idea, is to have our director of tourism come in, and a lot of these things she can handle, and some of the things that BCA is handling, Karen's going to handle also. So I think this is kind of a natural transition that we're painful one, but we'll get through.
We'll get through it. It's a little painful, and I was with Susan this morning, our administrative services finance director, discussing about how it all transpires because I'm currently working on the contract with the Bureau in the city and the info board one. Both of those are pretty much completed, and then we have the visitor center, obviously, with the Bureau. All three of those will go to council in the first meeting in January, but the startup date will actually be January 1st. But one of the issues related to budget is you know, the contract, how it's written with the Bureau right now, but I want to talk with Karen and everybody to make sure they understand how this will work, would be is that TOT is collected for the month from the previous month. So therefore, like on November 30th was for October. So they have 30 days after it to do it. And then 15 days later after the deadline of November 30th, you would have received a check for the amount that was collected that for that period. But how we, you know, that'd be easy if we were starting brand new. But we need to reconcile and true up what we've paid so far and making certain that you have enough to get through the first few months. So that's something we just have to sit down. So painful, but we'll get there. So as once we're there, that's the perfect thing. Each month, you know, we'll just, from the city standpoint, it's going to be real nice finance. They love it. Oh, and the other one that has to go is the assignment of the contract from BCA to the Bureau, and making certain that you've got enough for that. But, you know, maybe it's a year, maybe it's 6 months, but whenever, there'll be a time when you'll, each month you'll get a check from the 15th from the city from the month that was previous.
So again, a lot of logistics, but we're getting through there, and I feel like we're doing well. Okay, so moving on to Visitors and Conference Bureau report. I know the county BID is no longer really been meeting a lot, but the Visitors and Conference Bureau report.
There's two parts to this thing. The shorter part is we now have the TOT numbers for the entire county for last year. And I'll tell you, of all the major players in the county, Morro Bay had the highest increase in TOT of all the cities in the county. Atascadero comes in at 61%, but I think they got a new motel or something opened up, and that's, you know, if you go on a same room basis, we look pretty good. The actual full TOT report that we do quarterly has been deferred to next month, so I'll get into a lot more detail on that the next month. And then the other major part of the actually it's two parts of the Conference Bureau discussion was about SAVER. Kind of the good news is it came in about $120,000 loss. The offset to that is that they've calculated, and I think this number is low, is that the economic value to the community in terms of TOT and sales tax and those kinds of things exceeded that amount. So kind of came out of the pocket of the VCB, but it went into the pocket of local government for the taxpayer. So the overall story is pretty good. I mean, everything was up. Attendance in every category was up. And then one of the discussions at the board was, you know, this is the breakdown of income and expenses by event. And it jumps out real clear, like the main event lost $57,000 and the Western Wine Awards lost $34,000. So most of our loss is really in two events. The Western Wine Awards is something that Sunset really wants to push. It's their deal. So we're going to try and push a little bit of that expense back the other way, let them help out in that part. And we've got to do some stuff for, you know, on the main event to plug that hole. But, you know, the overall looks good. Based on this, the board voted to move forward and pursue Savor again for next year. And I think that kind of action kind of says, okay, this is 4 years in a row, so it's going to be permanent. You know, it's taken on its own life. And then I brought this up at the board, and it was for discussion. You know, it wasn't on the agenda, so it wasn't full discussion, but some other members picked it up. If you look at the county app, if you just as an example, if you go to shopping on that app, there's 23 retailers listed, and there's a lot more than 23 retailers in the county. And I was suggesting to them that, you know, there's hundreds of retailers out there that should be listed in the app, but it, you know, to be listed, you got to pay your annual fee. Karen, I was thinking, you know, maybe we could go have lunch with Stacy, and that would give me a chance to kind of put this back onto her plate a little bit, and if we push it from our side. But then maybe also we need to, some support from the board, and we need to check with the restaurateurs in town to see if they would have an interest in pursuing that.
What would the restaurants in Morro Bay, for example, would they just spend like a small fee and then from each restaurant, and then they would be, how would that work?
Well, I'm thinking that, and I can't remember the number for the motels, but to have all the motels members of the VCB, didn't it cost us $3,000 or $4,000?
I want to think it was like seven.
It was a hundred and nine.
But there's stakeholders in this to begin with. More the restaurateurs aren't. So then, you know.
I'm thinking we've got CPC money might be used for something like that.
Oh, okay.
I'd be curious what the figure is. I'd be curious what the number is, or maybe what, you know, it'd be a good start just to see where the curiosity is of, you know, it's going to cost you $5,000. You know, maybe we go and say, okay, every hotelier pays $25 and we pick up the rest, or maybe we pick up the whole thing. I'd be curious where the dollars come
at. Well, you know, I mean, the way I'm looking at it is if there's, let's just say round numbers, 50 restaurants and it's $150 to join, so the VCB would make $7,500 a year if they sold everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, so they
but
might get
they've
us
only
a discount.
Sold three right mm-hmm. now, so why don't we say everybody joins for $1,500, mm-hmm. take it or leave it.
Right, kind of thing, you know? Then they might end up, because that's more money than they're making now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's more money in them, and then everybody in our city mm-hmm. then gets to partake.
And kind of the argument behind it then is if all the cities in the county get behind it, then everybody is listed in the app, and our, you know, our marketing looks better because, you know, just an example with retailers, 23 retailers in the entire county, that's all that's listed. You know,
right,
I mean,
which
that
you know
makes
that's
us,
not.
If I'm going to go shopping, I'm going to go someplace else, not here, based on that app. Yeah.
John, I think we kind of put our toe in the water in coordinating this restaurant promotion, and I like your suggestion. I think it would have a tremendous impact. And I think when we see how this plays out in Restaurant Month, we're kind of demonstrating, you know, what we can bring to the party for them.
And I think we always understand that the power of having, you know, combining together our powers, of getting everybody involved, you're much more powerful than if you're just an individual. And I think that's a good theory for that. So I'd be curious to see what they come up with numbers. And then, you know, bring it in. But like you said, I mean, we always said we're here to market Destination Morro Bay. And so it's not just always about, you know, the hoteliers. People need to eat and shop and play and do all those other things. So I think it's a great start for a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I'd like to say let's drive it from our side. Let's put some thought together with Karen leading the thought.
Yeah.
And we'll go back to the county and say, hey, here's an offer.
Yeah.
And here's what the impact would have if just Morro Bay played. And if we, you know, if we're going to pay $1,500, and if you just use the same percentages or ratios that we do with the motels, I mean, Pismo's three times our size. So, you know, you start adding up, that's a significant amount of new revenue going into the county. They don't have to employ a sales force to get it. I mean, it just drops straight to the bottom line.
I think that's a great suggestion. Anything else on the VCB? Oh, Jane.
I had a question. You were saying that our bed tax was higher than all the other areas. Are all the other areas also at 10%?
Well, I was going to get into the full detail next month, but
I was just curious.
As an example, if you look at the kind of the big five, so the unincorporated area was up 7.2, Slow City was 8.0, Pismo 9.9, and Paso
6.6. I mean, we collect 10%.
Well, we're showing 11.1.
No. I'm just saying our bed tax is
10%. Oh.
Are all the other
tax
rates the same? So then we're comparing apples to oranges, kind of.
No, because they're going year to year. They're going. If they had 12% bed tax in 2011 and 12, you're going that way for each city, but they do vary.
And the other thing is, all I'm going to ask is, I know that we, for our CPC money, we got, 116? And when, so if we revisit it to do these other programs, did we already have money set aside to do something like that when you budgeted that 116?
All that was done in the budget is breaking out that $116,000. So we know it's going to be devoted towards local marketing and business promotion. It has not been put into categories for expense yet.
So it's
all there.
Is that the Bureau or is that TBID?
That's Bureau.
So we can do that in Bureau. Okay.
And I have a question on that. Do you want two separate budgets?
Numbers are in two events. What can we do on those two events to, you know, and I don't want to say, you know, this thing was hemorrhaging at the beginning, and you would expect it to be hemorrhaging at the beginning. It's losing money, but it's got a $1.1 million budget. So, you know, it's
to lose $120,000, it's more of a marketing.
Yeah, I mean,
costing you $100,000 in marketing is almost the better way of looking at it versus costing.
Are we getting $100 worth of marketing benefit out of this thing, and probably many times that?
I think it's a good event, and then I'm sure in time will probably that number be positive, because it's just new. It hasn't been that long. So probably it will turn out to be positive eventually, you know?
Well, and I think...
As long as we stick with it, you know?
And I think that they're right. They need to look at those events, because if I'm not mistaken, I had sat on the board before, and the Western Wine, I think, has been losing money every year. But again, it's hard, because that's a Sunset thing. So Sunset wants that event, and the VCB is like, well, we lose money every year. So I think that's something that Sunset and the VCB are going to have to kind of negotiate a little bit in their negotiations. But I think overall, for the marketing part of what it markets for the county as a whole, to lose $120,000 really is not bad if you think about everything with a $1 million budget. So.
Now, has Sunset for sure said they're going to do it next year? I mean, if they picked a date and they're good?
They have to go back to negotiations.
Yeah, the process is we say, okay, we want to do it again, and so then Stacy and team will go back up to San Francisco. Yeah.
Anything else to report on the VCB? Okay.
John, may I ask, is the assumption that the revenues are down because of advertising, sales, and sponsorships of these events?
Actually, all the revenues were up. Sponsorship, for example, was over $500,000 this year, up substantially from last year. It just wasn't quite enough to cover the entire nut. Attendance was up substantially this year compared to last year or the last 3 years. So everything is trending in the right direction. It just needs to trend in that direction for another year or two to turn the whole thing, for it to generate enough to cover its own expense.
It's a new event. This last year was its third year. Mm-hmm. So like any event, takes a couple years, like any business, takes a couple years to start really rolling. But I know they've been a lot more in the red in previous years, so it's nice to see it going in the right direction.
Yeah, the first year, would you recall it then?
It was huge.
I want to think it was a large amount.
Yeah.
Two or three times what it is now.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, so moving on, review of the transient occupancy tax. You kind of can see those if you see in your report. It looks like, and John's going to bring us back next month, a better, more in-depth, his quarterly reports. But as you can see, for October of last year to October of this year, we did have more income come in. We have a 1% occupancy rate increase. I do see three more rooms, or three less rooms in your total rooms. But the dollar figures are up. So that's and occupancy is up. It's not a huge amount, but it is up. So that's nice to see. I don't know if anybody has any comments or anything about occupancy. If not, we will move forward. Tourism
well,
Bureau.
Wait, yeah. I have a question. So basically in October of last year, we had 919 rooms. We've been talking about this a lot lately. And now we're this month, we're down to
916.
Now we're down at 916. Last month we were at 907. Does anybody know why there was an increase of eight rooms or nine rooms? Anybody know?
Rehabilitation room.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know if anybody knows.
I'm assuming we'd have to look at the
course. I was just curious.
I wonder if maybe Twin Dolphin, you know, they I know have been under renovation. Maybe it was them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know of anything offhand.
So are we at 919 rooms? Is that how many we're going to have? I'm with the new hotel coming up. I'm just curious.
I don't know. Okay. I think that's around our number.
Okay. So based on the 916, we were at 53% occupancy. And last year, based on 919, we were at 52%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we brought in more dollars. We brought in about another $14,000 in tax. Mm-hmm. So
it's almost a wash, really, compared. I mean,
I'll be curious with John's reports next month because that'll break into our ADR and RevPAR and. That'll break it down probably a little bit more for you, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got some interesting ideas for next month.
Yeah, so I'm sure next month we'll dive into it a little bit more. Okay, anything else on occupancy? Sorry, I don't mean to move us too quickly, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm like, turn of travel writers, and you supported bringing in Judy Fine and Paul Ross to hold the boot camp. And what the intent was to attract writers that were interested in learning the trade of travel writing, and both from out of the area, people from out of the area as well as in the county, in order to hone their skills and look for the uniqueness of communities. And as I reported last year, I think, my goal for the last 3 years, this will be I'm going into the fourth year of being the director, has also been to pull the individuals that come to the conference as well as house the faculty here in Morro Bay rather than in other parts of the county. And we did that, and we'll continue to do that. And the purpose of your grant, which was a small $600, that's all I requested, because the conference does not support travel dollars for any of the faculty that we attract. And but for the travel writers, that was a requirement, and we really wanted to test this out. It was, I believe, very successful. It was a 3-day travel writing boot camp where the individuals we had, I think it was 13 individuals that were clustered together from. Thursday evening, all day Friday, and then Saturday, all day Saturday, in first of all learning the market, second or aspects of the market, and then on Friday it was learning what to look for and sending them out in particularly in the Morro Bay and the Cayucas area to discover what was unique about the areas In each lesson, there was a prompt to do a writing exercise that was then reviewed by the travel writers. Friday at lunchtime, they were dispersed for a couple of hours to go out and test out any of the local restaurants that they wanted to on their own dime, and then a prompt again to write something about the restaurants, and if they had an opportunity to talk to the owner or one of the people that were part of the wait service or something, and then in the afternoon on Friday, half of the group went to Harmony Headlands and had a photo tour there with a walk with docents as well as Bill Chuchek, and I say that, I hope I said that right, photojournalist Bill Chuchek from the Suite One. And then also that's half of them went there, and the other half did a tour of Morro Bay and with the harbor master, and then came back to Giovanni's and did interviews there. That was the boot camp, and there has been some success. I have a listing of several of the that queries have gone out to, and some have converted into articles, particularly of three of the participants in the boot camp, as well as Judy and Paul have sent information and also converted to two articles, one being the Huffington Post, the other in Romer Traveler in particular, that have already been hits that have been accepted. But besides that, what your dollars did was allow Judy and Paul, the travel journalists, to stay in the marketplace after the event for the week to go through Savor the Central Coast and really experience what Morro Bay was all about. They stayed here, they ate here, in the report it's that several, they did an interview with our Battle of the Bay chefs, and then they went out to Savor and saw the whole show. So it was quite an experience. I think it was well worth the $600 to have that much. If there's any questions.
Are you tied up with any of the universities?
Cuesta College.
Except just Cuesta only, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an excellent program if you can expand on it, you know, down the line and get more, because, you know, we have wine here, we have, you know, of course, beaches and so forth, and it's nice to have some sort of, you know, it's good for community, plus it's good for students. So if we can expand on that, you know, I think it's really something that we could support it, you know.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. I think the what my discovery was, since it was a test with the Cuesta College program, which is going into its 29th year, it might not have been as good of a fit with the conference as I discovered it. I'm very excited about the Suite One taking over the Photo Expo and the concept that they're doing with doing at least four photo expos per year. And I think the collaboration with them, we're talking about doing a collaboration where, as Bill says, he's a photojournalist, he's not a writer. I have the writers. And so having that on a quarterly basis where we collaborate more makes better sense than trying to pack it into the already existing template at Cuesta College. So that's where we're going.
Okay. Judy, Joan forwarded to me the link from the Huffington Post article, and I thought it was really appealing and well-written, and I had just been here for one day when I read it, and I thought, bullseye, I've come to the right place.
Thank you. Judy and Paul were quite, they were fines. They were recommended by somebody in our group, my program committee, and they've been in the business for over 20 years, and I think many of you met them. They were just delightful to have in the market. They really were. So if we can get them to move here, that would be even better. But and that's a slight possibility. So.
Does anybody else have anything else for Judy? Any other questions?
I'd just like to compliment Judy on her, this final report. You know, we have given funds to other groups, and I can't recall anyone coming back and giving us such a thorough report. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, and I want to say thank you, Judy. You're always our greatest advocate, and we really appreciate all your hard work out there and all the articles and everything you do and bringing this and giving us the opportunity to kind of assist you and help you, and hopefully there'll be lots more in the future. So thank you very
much.
That would
be great.
We really appreciate
yeah.
it.
My goal would be, you know, writers and photojournalists on the flags everywhere. You
yes,
know, someday,
exactly.
So. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. Okay, so the next item under new business was release of funds for the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau for January, and I had a little talk with John, and he said we may not be needing that.
Okay, my suggestion still is to, you know, for city staff to meet with Karen and
yeah.
talk about that, understand, you know, we've got a list of what we have already given you, but let's make sure we're all on the same page as to how we true it up and as
yeah.
we move forward. So if we can... Yeah.
Yeah. So
perfect.
we'll meet as a bureau,
Susan
but
Susan Slayton in that.
We'll not even tackle this item. We'll let it be for the bureau.
I mean, and if it is, I mean, after Karen looks at it, and any time during December, if it looks like though there are those issues, staff and we've already mentioned it to Susan, we'll just have to work through them. So it isn't
okay.
anything the board really or the bureau. We'll just work through Karen
through
and make sure that you're not bouncing checks.
Perfect. Thank you. We don't want to tick anybody off our first month in business. So thanks, Rob. And thanks to the city for being so, you know, working.
That's a real danger.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully John doesn't take off to Palm Springs on us and leave us high and dry with the checkbook. So, okay, so moving on to declaration of future agenda items. I just have down for us to review the monthly reports.
Well, I wanted to, you know, to discuss. I think we need to get Earl coming in for info board.
Okay.
He would like to discuss, as you know, the package was, what, $3,200 for each hotel if they wanted to participate. They have a package for 10 hotels for $500 a piece that they're proposing, which you could put in each hotel, basically a touch screen. And I think that's a good idea. I think this is...
But I think that's going to fall under the Bureau.
Correct.
So we don't have to put that on our T-bid agenda.
It
would be
on the
Bureau.
Put
it
on the Bureau, okay.
So. I think probably...
And that is now for the T-bid is you should in January make a recommendation, if you're ready there, how often will the T-bid be meeting?
Okay.
Is that monthly? Is that quarterly? Is that, you know, biannually is what you need to kind of discuss?
Put it on Bureau.
So probably a majority of the day-to-day business and a majority of what we're doing is pretty much going to go through the Bureau.
Correct.
The T-bid will basically disperse things to the Bureau.
So, well, that budgeting and annual report to make recommendations to council is really going to be its sole purpose.
Sole purpose. So I know it's a little confusing for us, some of us.
So what Bureau, the Bureau what? Will have control of all the money, you know, the, between the city. So the Bureau will decide those issues of how to disperse not only, you know, to events or to the writers. That's all will be done by the Bureau.
By the Bureau. Okay.
So what we should do then, I think, should maybe set up a couple of meetings, I guess, by next month to cover
we
all
we need
this.
To have a meeting on the Bureau. As soon as this meeting's over, we're going to powwow on the Bureau stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Real quick. Or at least setting up a time to meet. Because we can't meet without that notice, so we
yeah.
can't turn around and meet. Okay. Any other future agenda items for TBID mobile? Sherry's.
The mobile website, I think, was supposed to be on today's agenda, but it's not.
Okay.
So I have comps for you guys, and I have a working site. I'm wondering if I should just email you the comps, just email the whole board the comps, and the web working website that you can get into and click on.
Okay.
And then you guys can get back to me.
And just remember to only get back to Sherry.
Yeah, just don't respond to me. And then it can be a bureau.
We can discuss it on the bureau.
A bureau thing.
Yep.
Okay. So perfect. I'll get that out this week.
Okay, perfect. Okay, if there's not anything else, do we have to have a motion to adjourn? I always thought we just adjourned.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
I second that.
Adjourned at
10:45.
Oh, all in favor?
I'm coming over to have lunch
opposed?
With Stacey on Tuesday.
John wants to stay here all day. Well, good thing we all, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 to 1. We're